Reliability tests sensitivity and specificity. Reliability is a crucial input when determining what survey instruments should be used, as it refers to the extent to which a given instrument will yield the same results given consistent inputs across multiple trials. Reliability may be broken down into four main types. Test retest. This type of reliability describes to what extent a test will give consistent results over time. Inter-rater. This describes to what extent a test will achieve the same results if the individual running or conducting the test changes. Parallel forms. This measures how often distinct versions of a test, which are expected to be equivalent, return the same results. Internal consistency. This describes to what extent individual components of a study or test are consistent. Sensitivity and specificity are common statistical measures to describe diagnostic tests or the presence of disease and are related to the main types of hypothesis error. These measures affect the occurrence of type I and type II errors, which are described as follows. Type I error occurs when the null hypothesis is rejected when it is actually true or when significance is attributed when there actually is none. Type II error occurs when the null hypothesis is accepted when it is actually false or when significance is not attributed when it actually exists. Types I and II errors are inversely related. For example, if an error is arising due to sample size and the sample size is fixed, decreasing the risk of committing one error increases the risk of committing the other. Thus, they cannot be controlled at the same time. Sensitivity and specificity and two related measures influenced by them are defined as follows. Sensitivity, a measure of the probability that a test correctly identifies as positive persons who have a disease. Positive predictive value, PPV, a measure of the proportion of persons with a positive test who have a disease. Specificity, a measure of the probability that a test correctly identifies persons without a disease as negative. Negative predictive value, NPV, a measure of the proportion of persons without a disease who test negative. Key point, in order to remember the difference between sensitivity and specificity, a good rule of thumb is that a high sensitivity test is one where a negative result rules out the existence of a disease, and a high specificity test is one where a positive result confirms the existence of a disease. For example, if a diagnostic test has a high sensitivity, 95%, it should correctly detect the presence of a disease 95% of the time, and the false negative rate would be low at 5%. In contrast, if a diagnostic test has a high specificity, 95%, it should correctly identify the absence of a disease 95% of the time, and the false positive rate would be low at 5%. PPV and NPV are influenced by the specificity and sensitivity of the screening test and by the prevalence of disease in the population, as shown in Exhibit 2-27. Each value is based on simple ratios related to the number of true positives, true negatives, false positives, or type I errors, or false negatives, or type II errors. Exhibit 2-27. Process for determining sensitivity and specificity of disease. Note that this is an example of a 2x2 table, sometimes written 2x2, which is a table with two outcome columns. Example, disease and no disease, and two exposure rows. Example, exposed and not exposed. Let's look at an example, using a 2x2 table and calculate the sensitivity, PPV, specificity, and NPV for a given set of numbers. First, let's define the formulas for each calculation. A pharmaceutical company is researching a new rapid test to identify COVID-19. The company screens 405 individuals with a diagnosis of rule-out COVID-19. The actual prevalence within the population is 7, and the numbers produced from the test are as follows. True positive, 6. True negative, 378. False negative, 2. False positive, 40. Using those numbers, a 2x2 chart can be filled out as is shown in Exhibit 2-28. Exhibit 2-28. 2x2 chart for COVID-19 test reliability calculation. Using the formulas above, we can calculate each of the following. Sensitivity equals 6 divided by 6 plus 2 equals 6 divided by 8 equals 0.75 or 75%. Positive predictive value equals 6 divided by 6 plus 40 equals 6 divided by 46 equals 0.130 or 13.0%. Specificity equals 378 divided by 378 plus 40 equals 378 divided by 418 equals 0.904 or 90.4%. Negative predictive value equals 378 divided by 378 plus 2 equals 378 divided by 380 equals 0.995 or 99.5%. Key point. To help prevent confusion on which values or boxes of the 2x2 chart should be in the above calculations, a few observations may be useful. For each of the above formulas, only two of the four boxes in the 2x2 test are used as the numerator, the true positive, upper left box, and the true negative, lower right box. In each formula, the value used in the numerator is part of the calculation for the denominator. No formula uses values from more than two boxes. Note that the power of a test is its ability to detect a specified difference. Example, the probability of rejecting the null hypothesis when it is false. The greater the specified differences to be detected, the more powerful a sample will be in its ability to reject a false null hypothesis.